Welcome to Difference Makers with Devin Dade, a life coach, speaker, and leadership trainer. Devin has the opportunity to speak with entrepreneurs, leaders, people who make a difference in the lives of others.
We are here with Mercedes Hawkins, and we are so, you know, we're so excited about this because we're getting the opportunity to talk to her. She's Keokuk's new swim coach, and she's also a coach for the local YMCA. So, Mercedes, will you please take a minute and tell us a little bit about yourself?
I have swam since I've been in second grade, so 10 years. I've always loved swimming. Swimming has always been a passion of mine. I am currently going to SCC. This is my second year, and I will be graduating with an Associates of Science and an Associates of Arts. I am currently planning on majoring into special education, but I'm not really settled down with that quite yet. I decided to start coaching probably in January. I felt like that was my calling. I needed to go back to my high school. I needed to go go coach my program.
Yeah, oh, that's awesome. And I think the crazy thing about the opportunity you're getting, you're 19, correct?
Mm-hmm.
You're in college.
Yep.
And you're a head coach. That's, yep. I mean, that's pretty amazing. So you're doing some remarkable things right now. As you in the knowledge that you're getting from being able to do that is extraordinary. So I'm gonna, you know, I just want to say thank you. You know, because obviously, you know, you work with teens, and the people that can really reach them are the people that are closest to them. You know, mm-hmm. So definitely thank you for coming back and doing that. One of the things that you said is special education, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And so, not only do you coach, but you really care for people.
I do. I really think everybody needs to be happy and everyone needs to love their life. And you just see so much negativity out there. And I want to give people that opportunity to be happy in life. I want everyone to love their life always. And that's one of the most important messages that I have for myself and for everybody else.
Okay. So you also got to experience a couple of swim meets, and these would be your first swim meets as a coach. What's been your experience with the swim meets in your season so far?
So Muscatine, I was told 3 times I was a high school student, and they thought I was a swimmer myself. So that was kind of funny. But a lot of the coaches went up to me after the swim meet and said I was doing an awesome job, and they thought my girls were doing really well for their first swim meet. So that really put some positivity into myself and thinking, like, hey, I really am doing good at this. My second swim meet, we had a lot of complications with the technological part of the swim meet. The timing pads weren't working. It just wasn't working out too well. So pretty stressful, but I felt like I handled it pretty well. I just kept the other team updated. And we just had to roll on with what we were doing. And really, that was a great meet as well. We got to see Fairfield come with us. And we are very the same skill level-wise. So that was awesome in seeing competitors the same skill level.
That's awesome. So you go from, all within a short amount of time, you go from being a swimmer, being a high school student, to going to college, being in college, then being a head coach. And so that takes a lot of growing, a lot of developing as a leader. So what have you learned, you know, as far as leadership-wise?
Leadership-wise, I think in general I've been a pretty good leader starting in high school. I was the captain of my swim team my senior year, so I learned a lot there. But definitely being a head coach, you have to definitely learn a lot more about leadership. You got to show those girls what they need to do, but you also need to give them the tools on how to do it. You can't tell them to go swim 1,000 yards, but they don't even know how to do a flip turn, or they can't even get conditioned into doing that. So you definitely have to show them that it's a growing process. And Definitely things that I have learned that have helped a lot with my swimmers is getting in the pool and showing them yourself on what you expect out of them and what form you want them to do, what drill you want them to do, and how to do it. Seeing the coach do what the kids do, it grows a lot of respect from those kids, and it makes you believe in your program and what you're doing as well, because you're in there doing it with them.
Yeah, I bet that makes a huge difference. Mm-hmm. So, as far as in coach and swimmer, what did you like most when you was a swimmer? What did you like most about being a swimmer?
What I liked most about swimming was just being with the girls every day. I loved everyone that was on the team, and I loved spending 2 hours a day with them and going to all the meets with them. I loved having that bond with them, and it went past swim season. I still hung out with them after swim team season, and I still have great friends from swim team that I still talk to them even after high school. So that's really awesome. But I'm a huge competitor, so I loved being in that pool. Yeah. I loved, you know, being competitive with the other swimmers and just making sure I get a personal best time for myself.
So basically being a competitor, that for yourself, you hold yourself to a higher standard or expectation. So tell us a little bit about the expectation and standards that you hold to your team as a coach.
Some expectations that I hold to my swimmers is they need to be in that pool on time every day. There's really not many excuses. Of course, appointments happen, but I really advise them to go to those 7 a.m. appointments and accept the 3 p.m. appointments just because they're missing practice. I tell them I'm there every day at 3 o'clock. They need to be there every day at 3:15, 3:20, enough time to get their warm-up in by 3:30. I've made that pretty, I've said it pretty loud and clear towards them, so I think they really understand that they do need to be there. I've told them they need to work hard, and by me getting in the pool, it really does show them my expectation towards them. I really have a huge expectation of good sportsmanship. So if I ever see a girl being nasty towards another girl or talking crap before the meet, like saying how they're going to beat them, I do not allow that whatsoever. I think that's just so inappropriate. And I think we need to show other people what our community is really like. We always need to grow positivity in every community in general. So I make sure we leave every swim meet feeling like we are not mean people. We are always going to be those nice people and always going to be those supportive people towards the other teammates.
Yeah, and I want to say that's what, as a coach, I'm going to say it for your leadership, that's what makes you a difference maker. You know, because you're taking the extra time to make sure that you teach your players what respect really is and, mm-hmm. and having pride, not a boastful, cocky pride, but having a pride for themselves and a pride in their team. And actually, like you just said, it actually promotes a positive environment and community. Mm-hmm. So, no, I love that. In the near future, going forward, you know, in your life, what are you pretty excited about? What got you excited?
What has me excited? Regionals is coming up October 29th. We have a little bit of time. We have quite a few swim meets until then. But I'm really excited to see the end project of all of these ladies. I think they are going to do so well. They have improved greatly in the amount that I've had them and the little amount that I've had them since August. So I think having them until August 29th is going to be a great opportunity for some growth, and that's what I'm really excited about.
Yeah, it sounds exciting. Now, there's one other question that I definitely want to ask you before you go. If you got to give one piece of advice to teens, what would it be?
One piece of advice.
Being that you are a teen, but it's a little different because your responsibility and maturity has went up a lot. you know, and it's not because it, most people say, well, she had to because she, no, you didn't have to, but you chosen to take your maturity and your responsibility to another level. So, no, I think that this is awesome coming from somebody who is a teen that can relate, you know, for you to give them a piece of advice. So what would that advice be?
One piece of advice that every single teen needs to hear is just no matter how hard life gets, you need to learn to love yourself always. It doesn't matter what happens during the day at school. It doesn't matter what happens at practice or if you had a bad day or if your parents yelled at you that day or you failed your test or whatever that's going on. You need to learn to love yourself. You need to be happy always. If you're not happy and if you don't love yourself, it's just not, it's going to be hard to live life to the fullest.
Wow, that's definitely true advice. I'm going to jump off that a little bit too. I'm definitely going to say is what you're saying is situations, circumstances, failures, they don't define who you are, but they can help build and develop a stronger you, right?
Always, yeah. Always. I mean, everybody has it hard. Everybody does. I've had it hard in the past. You just truly need to push past it and know that it always gets better. And that's very cliche, and people always say that, but it will always get better as long as you have positivity in your life.
Exactly. Well, Mercedes, I thank you. I'm not going to wish you luck on the rest of your season because I think luck are for those who actually don't practice hard. And it seems like you have some high standards, high expectations. So I'm going to wish you well, you know, for the rest of your season. Thank you for coming on and an interview. I look forward in the future, maybe in a couple of years, whatever your endeavors are, to come back having a second interview, seeing where you're at when you're 21. That'd be pretty cool, right?
Yeah, sounds great.
Definitely. Thanks, Mercedes.
Yep, bye.
Thank you for listening to the Difference Makers Podcast. Drive, develop, and deliver. Make excellence a habit. Be the change. See the change. Tune in next time.